Finastra probes breach. USDA adopts FIDP ANOS zero-day cybersecurity news, November 18, 2024. This week's cybersecurity roundup highlights several significant incidents and vulnerabilities affecting global organizations. Key updates include Finastra data breach. Finastra, a leading fintech company, suffered a massive data breach involving over 400 GB of sensitive data. The breach stemmed from compromised credentials, but showed no malware deployment or tampering with customer files. Finastra transitioned to a secure file sharing platform and shared indicators of compromise, IOCs, with clients. The attacker, Abasiro, disappeared from forums after the breach, raising questions about the full extent of the attack. USDA adopts FIDO authentication. The USDA addressed credential phishing by implementing FIDO Fast Identity Online authentication for 40,000 employees. This approach uses cryptographic keys tied to devices, rendering stolen credentials ineffective. This proactive move demonstrates how robust identity systems can enhance cybersecurity resilience, particularly in government and enterprise sectors. PANOS zero-day vulnerability. Palo Alto Networks disclosed a critical zero-day remote code execution, RCE vulnerability, CVE-2024-0012, in its PANOS software. Exploited before detection, the flaw allowed attackers to gain admin privileges. Palo Alto recommended securing management interfaces and implementing best practices like network segmentation to mitigate risks. Exploited VMware vCenter flaws. Two vulnerabilities in VMware vCenter server, CVE-2024-38812, heap overflow, and CVE-2024-38813, privilege escalation, have been exploited, posing risks to enterprises reliant on VMware systems. Broadcom urged immediate patching to prevent unauthorized access and ensure system security. WordPress plugin vulnerability. A severe vulnerability, CVE-2024-10924, in the Really Simple plugin allowed attackers to bypass two-factor authentication, 2FA, and gain admin-level access. WordPress issued a patch, urging users to upgrade to version 9.1.2 or later. These events underscore the importance of adopting advanced authentication methods, timely patching, and secure system configurations to mitigate evolving cyber threats.